So I want to talk to you this morning about having faith in God. The title of my message is Have Faith in God. Have faith in God. Mark 11, verse 21. Come with me. I'm going to use a New King James version this morning. Mark 11, 21. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Now, Peter's a little bit surprised. He's kind of like, my goodness. And that's because, just before we go there, and Jesus says in response, have faith in God. Say it with me. Have faith in God. It's interesting because Jesus' day before was really hungry, and he goes over to a fig tree. It's had leaves on it, and he's thinking he'll have himself a bit of a feed on some figs. And he gets to the fig tree, realizes there's no figs on it, and he looks at the fig tree, and he says, you'll never produce any fruit ever again, and no one else will ever eat from you. The disciples heard it. And so here's the next day, and Peter, hearing what Jesus had said, goes, wow, Jesus, this tree, look at it. It's completely dead. It's obvious from the roots down, roots up, it's died. And Jesus says four words. What are those words? Have faith in God. Have faith in? Have faith in? All right. And so Jesus is making a point here. Now, if we have a look at this, in verse 23, he says this after saying, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And you will have them. And so, one of the greatest things that you can have in your world is faith. Every person that believes in God, one of the greatest things, I mean, there's faith, hope, and love, I guess, but one of the greatest things we can have in our life is faith. Without faith, we're going to get there. We can't actually do a lot for God. And who'd like to do things for God? You know, Andrew and I and some of the guys had the privilege of going to Presence Conference this year, and it is a privilege. It's a fantastic opportunity. Presence Conference is a C3 Oxford Falls Conference, where it's all about having the presence of God on our lives. It's a time to just basically just soak in God. And we were there at that conference, and they had a panel. And on that panel was Brian Houston, Hillsong Church. On that panel was Phil Pringle, C3 Global, 400 churches around the globe currently, 1,000 by 2020. And then there was another guy, Giglio, from the US. And all of them said the one thing, we wish we'd taken more risks. I think, and I look at Brian Houston and I think, my goodness, you have stepped out of the boat over and over again. And he says, I could have done more. And I came back from there and I thought, I've got to lift our faith in this church in some way. You know, who knows that you can have faith today and tomorrow it's dwindling. So we need to speak about faith. We need to be on fire for God so that faith doesn't dwindle away, so that we go to look for other areas to fill in where God wants to change your world. So then we've got to be careful. in our area of faith all the time. And I'll tell you a little story about myself in this area where I was a little bit down about something. No one ever gets down like me, do they, about certain situations? I couldn't see a way forward on it. And then the lights came on. Anyway, I'll talk to you a minute. You know, some translations say, have the faith of God. God operates by faith. The just shall live by faith. We are to move into faith and be in faith all of our believing lives. And the Bible says in Romans 12:3 that everyone has faith. That's why we are able to come to Christ. We have faith. We are made in His image. There is not a person on the planet that doesn't have faith. Whatever your faith is today, I'm believing it's going to grow. It's going to go from one wherever it is, and it's going to get larger today. Will you trust God? If Jesus says something, it's going to happen. Jesus wasn't surprised at all that the fig tree had died, because why? What had He done? He'd spoken to it. He looked at it and He goes, you're never going to produce any fruit again. You're useless to me. God can do that. See, Jesus is God. He's also man. He's on earth. Why can God do that? Because He's a creator. It's in His DNA. He can make another one. And there are things that are dead in your world that God wants to bring back to life. We have to start. That's why I asked you to put your hands up this morning and praise God. Because if we're kind of like, is anyone looking? Oh, I better not. Did I put underarm deodorant under my arms this morning? When we abandon ourselves to God, God comes to us. David didn't feel like going praying. That was the idea. We got to the beach and he's kind of like, but he'd actually moved to do something for God, and God had met him halfway. So I want to give you four points this morning. Faith comes through the Word of God. Where does faith come from? The Word of God. Our faith, once we have received Christ, should grow. And it grows by the Word of God coming into our worlds. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when you hear the Word of God, faith starts to rise on the inside of your spirit. Who finds that when they're listening, it might be this morning, and you're listening to me, and you're kind of going, yeah, that makes sense, Pastor Nigel. Or when you're reading the Word of God, guys, one of the most important things you can do is read the Word of God, not just in church. Every day of our lives, what's one of the most important things we can do? Read the Word of God. Read it every day. Get into the Word of God. The Word of God will change the confession, I can guarantee, about how you speak. I'll talk about that in a moment. You see, when we get into the Word of God, faith rises on the inside of our spirit. But as soon as we move away from faith, we will try and impress God with our sincerity or our works or our good looks. Bible is clear. We can't impress God with anything except faith. Ephesians 2:8, by grace you have been saved through faith. I want to tell you an ongoing story that's finished now, but was an ongoing story for a little while in the sermon household. And my daughter has a car that Andrew and I helped to buy for her. She still owes money on it. One day she'll pay us back. Who loves being a parent here? But unless we drove that car frequently, the battery would go flat. All of you know, well, most of you do, if you're new here, I am hopeless with anything mechanical. I'm not going to say that anymore, am I? We're talking about faith. I'm a good at mechanics. Well, let's just say I have certain natural abilities, but that's not one of them. But see, I have an answer for that. It's called the RAC. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. See, I have joined the RAC, just to give you a bit of background. In my family, I look after pretty much all the cars. Jared now is self-sufficient, but up until Jared went to uni, I used to pretty much look after all the vehicles. Sounds like we have a garage full of cars. Well, there's two cars that are the children's, and at the moment, Andrew and I have one car, which is a lease car, and, you know, we don't really have to worry about that one. So I've been looking, but I was just realised I still wash and vacuum my daughter's car. I think, let's go to, anyway, I'm a good dad, aren't I, hey? My wife never, well, very rarely, puts petrol in the car. It's my job. Serious. So I put fuel in the, it's true, isn't it? So it's one of those things. You know, when I met Andrea, her car was wrapped around a tree. And we were able to, I was able through brute force and strength, true story, brute force and strength to actually move the fan belt enough and push the belts apart so that she could drive that car back to home. And that's where we started our relationship. And anyway, I don't know where that came from, but the point is, so I've always looked after the vehicles, but I knew that these cars they're not brand new, so they need a bit of help. So I joined the RAC for those vehicles. And on the first occasion the battery went flat, the RAC came around and said, "The battery appears to be fine, it just needs to be recharged, drive it around for a few hours." Okay? So, who knows that you can't keep driving the car all the time? And we went away for a few days, and the car wouldn't start again. See, you can be believing. You can be allowing God to speak to you, but then one day you take a break. It turns into 2 days, then a week, and you feel like giving up, you feel negative. It's like the car battery. It was okay whilst it was being driven regularly. But then one day, it got left. And then another day, and then it went flat. Our faith goes flat. We have to keep in faith. We have to get in the Word of God. We have to be praying. Now, I can't force you to do this, but I love it. I know that's why you come to church. Who enjoys the atmosphere in the house of God? And we come in together, and we're all from wherever, different backgrounds and all different nationalities and cultures. I love it. It's fantastic. We can all praise our God. But when it really counts, it's not on Sunday. It's on Monday, Tuesday. What about Friday? What had been positive can turn to a negative. It's so easy to lose power. And that's why we need to be in church every week. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Good to see you today. Come next Sunday." Your faith is going to be challenged if you're in church once a month. I'd guarantee it. Your faith is going to dwindle if you're in church once a month. It's going to go. But when we're in church every week, when we're in Connect Group, when we're around people or in the music team, or we're in our youth together, when we're enjoying church together, what happens? Your faith is just electric. It's alive. So easy to lose momentum. The car was in the garage. we were on a bit of a hill. I couldn't push it up on my own. And then I thought, well, what's the point? It's not going to go anywhere. God wants us to go places because we have faith. And waiting for the promise to come to pass. Maybe you're waiting today. Maybe you've been waiting for a child. Isn't it great that God's given one of our families that promise? Maybe more this morning. Fantastic. Maybe you're waiting for a spouse. Maybe you're just waiting for a girlfriend or boyfriend. Maybe it's a house of your own. Maybe it's a healing of some kind. There's any number of things that you're concerned about right now. And faith can run out in your life, and that's why we need to hear it all the time. And some people's faith is in church, but when they get out, nah, it's never going to happen. Stop saying that. It's easy when we're in church together, but then we get out, nah, that's never going to happen. Stop saying it. I'm going to trust God. When you walk out, say, I've got this, and you know, you're talking with your spouse, and there's a problem, let's trust God. Let's trust God. If you're a single mum here or a single parent here, let's trust God for our family. Let's allow God into those situations that we need answers from and for. So you need to keep yourself in an atmosphere where the power of God travels. I notice the difference. Many of you know I pray in my garage. I notice the difference when I have a day off. It's like something's not quite, it's missing. It's that connection with God. If that goes on, my faith dwindles. God's power travels in an atmosphere of faith. When you are courageous, bold, confident, that's where the power of God comes. And you are most likely negative, most likely doubting. It is going to be extremely difficult for God to get into your world. Oh, yeah, but, oh, I don't know if that's going to happen because I know that that's that situation. Immediately, we're stopping the power of God to coming into our world. Faith comes from the word of God. His word is not negative. His word brings power into your life. His word is overcoming. And so, we need faith from the word of God. Second, you need faith when you need faith. I know that sounds kind of, I just thought it was pretty cool. You need faith when you need faith. You don't need faith when everything's going well. Who needs faith when everything's going well? It's kind of drive along. Everything's going well, you know. I've got this and I'm so, you know, such a good life. But then when a problem hits, you need faith then. And you need a lot of it. And who knows that it's not too long before a problem comes into your world. Whether you're young or not so young, problems come in and we need faith for those situations. We need to be able to lift ourselves up in our spirit. It's like the car. Whilst it was going along okay, I didn't need faith. But when it turned negative, when I got no response from the ignition, when the power went out of its cells, I put my faith in the RAC. And when a problem hits, that's when you need faith. See, I had faith that the RAC, when I rang them, they were going to fix the problem. Maybe short term, but I know that they would get me back on the road. Sometimes we've just got to go, Lord, I need your help. It may not be that, you know, but I'm glad for the RAC in my life, in my family's life. I'll explain a bit about that as we go along a bit more this morning. But when we need faith, we need faith. We need to say, God, I know my circumstance is this. I don't understand where my life is going to be heading in the future. I am not sure how that sickness is going to turn out, but I know one thing. I put my faith in you and I'm going to rely on you. And when I'm down, I'm calling you up, Lord, and you better answer. You can talk to him like that. Go for it. Do you think he really minds? I mean, look at the Psalms. David gave him heaps sometimes. Just say it. At least you're trusting God and not someone else or something else. See, it had only been a few days again with the car, and there was nothing coming out from the ignition. It wouldn't start. There was no life. I noticed that you can't go anywhere without a battery. You're stuck. But this time it was a bigger problem for me personally because it's just before Christmas and I needed the car for errands and present buying. I'm this big ogre in this little car of Sarah's. And the youth laugh at me because it's a little blue car. But, you know, I just need... How can you go to the shop and buy a present? I needed the car. But it's like the 23rd of December. Have you ever tried ringing them? RAC? I have experience with this. And so I ring them up and they go, I can't come just... It's going to be quite a while. And I said, what time can you come? Because I believe in the RAC. What time can you come? 1 a.m. I am not a night person. But I needed the car because now it's going to be Christmas Eve. I need to get those presents. My family will kill me. So I wait. You know, some of us are just so impatient. It was like 7 p.m. I have to wait till 1 a.m. My goodness. Sometimes God just wants us to put our trust in him and wait and wait and wait. Might be a few weeks, might be a few years. Sometimes we just got to wait and wait a bit longer. And while that's happening, you're putting your faith back. Your spirit is actually engaging with his and you're getting a better future for your life. You're knowing that everything's going to be okay. The RAC, they came at 1 o'clock just as promised. And they got the car going and they said, there's actually not that, nothing. You only take it on short trips, don't you? They said to me. And I wasn't quite convinced, but I said, most of the time. And they said, well, drive it around a lot more again, do the 2-hour thing and it'll be okay. Keep our faith engaged. Keep it operating. Keep it running. So you can do nothing. I could have done nothing. I could have gone, you stupid car. Kicked it. Sometimes problems can eat us up. But we do nothing. And the problem just keeps eating us up. Or you can switch faith on. You can turn a switch like this morning. I'm going to lift my hands and I'm going to praise God. I'm going to sing O Baron until my circumstance changes. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to look at the Word. I'm going to look at some of those people in the Bible that had great faith and I'm going to learn faith more than I have right now. You can come back to believing. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast. Say it with me. Hold fast to the confession of our hope, it says in the New King James, which is faith in other translations, without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. You can come back to believing. That's when you need to hold fast to the profession of your faith. When the problems keep coming, we keep believing. When the problems keep coming, we what? Keep believing. Hold fast. Hold fast means to hold fast. When you hold fast, you don't let go. It's like the man holding on to the other man in the movies, and he won't let go, and the guy's going to fall over the cliff. He holds fast. He pulls him up. You have to be a believer by decision. I made a conscious decision for my family to join the RAC. Why? Because I know they fix problems when I need them most. And that is exactly the same picture of our Lord. He fixes problems when we need them most. And we don't just believe God when everything is going well, when we're traveling along nicely. You need to believe when everything is going wrong. And whenever there is a problem, there is an opportunity to believe God. And there are always problems coming in through the door. It might be money. It might be a problem at work. It might be a problem with the kids. It might be a problem with the family. It might be problems. You know the problems. And problems can cause anxiety. And you can think it's not going to work out. See, thirdly, anxiety and worry will steal our faith. We can be unbelieving believers or we can be believing believers. We have a choice. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You have to make the decision to turn faith on in your life. Without faith it is impossible to please. So without confidence, without courage, without possibility, you will most likely be living in fear and intimidation. And when you are in this zone, you are not going to find yourself in the favor of God. God loves it when we believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please. God loves it when we believe. God loves it when we believe. God gets happy when you are looking up. And when you decide to live like a king, when you decide to live life as an overcomer, and the Bible says that you're a conqueror. You know, you have your foot on that obstacle in your life right now. Come on, do it with me. Think of a situation that you want to overcome. God's got that problem in hand. God's got that situation in hand for your family in the future. God's got that financial problem in his hand. Put your foot on it. You're a conqueror. You're a conqueror. God's got that situation that you don't know, that you've been worrying you for so long, and you're anxious about it. God's got it under his foot. He took it on the cross. He took all the pain and all the problems. We just have to lift our faith and say, thank you, Lord, you're not on that cross because you're not dead. You're alive in my life. You're alive in my life. Come on. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have the same spirit. We have the same belief as Jesus at the right hand of the Father. We are conquerors. We are victorious. I have been born again. Let's say it together. I have been born again. Yeah, I am an overcomer. I have the same DNA as Jesus. I am going to switch my faith on. You're going to switch your faith on this week when you have a circumstance that you can't overcome. You think it's too big and you start to worry. You go, no, Lord, I'm going to put my faith in you. See, I reckon C3 Fremantle is full of believing believers. Don't you? Full of believing believers. Not unbelieving believers. See, we can have it all in our head. But until our heart's engaged, let's be believing believers. Believing. You have got faith. Say it with me, I have got faith. You have faith when you get into someone's car that they're going to drive you there safely. Do you not? Some of you are thinking, oh, I'm not sure. I let my wife drive me in the car sometimes. Let's not take that any further. But you have faith when you board a plane. Do you not? You have faith when you go to the surgery. You have faith when you have a root canal. You have faith that they're not going to make it worse. You have faith when you cook food that it's going to taste nice.
Yeah.
I want to do this last point. Speak the word of God. Say it with me. Speak the word of God. See, faith is an issue of the heart, not just of the head. Luke 6:45, come with me. Is it on there? I think it is. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. When you start speaking things, it will change the way you think. When you start speaking the word of God, your situation changes from anxiety to faith. You can speak life or you can speak death. And whilst you remain in the negative mindset, who's been there? I have, and your stomach churns and you know, you don't know and you've got to actually go to faith. And then the stomachs and the churns and the butterflies and everything, you start to get a bigger picture because God puts faith in our spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:13, and since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. This verse, I believed and therefore I spoke, is a reference to David slaying Goliath. He believed he would take Goliath. His brothers looked at him and go, who are you? But he had a picture because God had put it in his heart. And when he's out in the fields, he's praying. When he's out alone, he knew that his God would look after him. He slayed the lion, the Bible says. See, this man had courage to look after what was given to him. And we have so much potential in our lives. Every one of us has certain giftings that no one else has. And God's given you potential. God's given you everything you need. But I'm not as good as that person. You don't need to be. Don't stop comparing right now. Stop it. Don't turn to your neighbor. You've just got to say it to yourself. I'm not going to play the comparison game. Will you say that with me? I am not going to play the comparison game. God's given you everything in your toolbox that you need. Wow, David took out Goliath because his spirit was on fire for God. He had faith in his heart. It wasn't just in his head. All the Israelites were believers, but they were unbelieving believers. Speaking out what you believe is God's will. You come to me, he said, but I come to you. No chance. You know, when we put God in our world, the problems and the things, they've got no chance. Faith is speaking what your heart is believing. When you get your confession and your heart in alignment, you become supercharged. You know, those cars, and they go, and then the turbo kicks in. Let's be turbocharged, Christian. The Spirit of God on the inside of us. You know, and when faith kicks in, it's like, pchoong! Who's got a financial problem? What is God saying? He's saying the bread and the fish, they're going to multiply. He's saying what you sow is what you reap. He's saying, be a good steward. He's saying all sorts of things. But you know, I am a good person with finances because God is in my life. My situation will change. Sickness and disease, even death, what is God is saying? Well, he said to Lazarus, come out. And he walked out of that tomb all mummified. And he took the, wow. Is anything too difficult for our God? Sickness and disease is gone. Still don't have enough faith. I can walk on water. You know, the Bible says that as you put your faith in him, you can walk on water. You're better off walking on water with God than the opposite. The negativity, the doubting. Hold fast without wavering. Hebrews 10:23, hold fast. Let's stir ourselves up today. Paul says to Timothy, fan into flame. You have faith. Ignite it today. So I want to finish this story of this little blue car. See, the car battery died again. It was all right for a while, but then once again, it was left a day, then two, then a few more. And I know this is a picture of our faith. So the RAC, true to their word, they come out again. And he says to me, the battery needs to be charged. It'll be fine. But here's the deal. I was praying in my garage. And there's that little blue car. You see, when the RAC comes in a few little while, because this is the third time within about 3 months, and he says, get them to check the alarm. And I said to God, well, you know, I turned the car alarm off because I knew it would drain the battery. It's the first thing I did. It's a little key and you turn it off under the bonnet, so it's off. And he goes, no, get them to check the alarm. Am I going to argue with God all night or am I all day or am I just going to... So I said, okay, I'll get him to check the alarm. So when the RAC man comes and he looks under the bonnet and I say, can you please check the alarm? He goes, it's actually turned off. I says, I know it's turned off. Can you check the wiring? And he gets under the car and he's upside down under the dashboard. And he's going, it's an old alarm, he says to me. Even though you've turned it off with the key, it's still drawing power the way they wire it. I'll get the fuse and I'll disable it. See, when we are in faith, God disables the things in our world that draw us away from his power. Anxiety goes when we're in faith. Worry goes when we're in faith. Negativity goes when we're in faith. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Faith comes from the word of God. It's the last slide. Make a conscious decision to hear his word and read his word today. You need faith when you need faith. Maybe today you have let faith go. Hold fast. It's not there. Pray restoration for you today. I want to pray that today. If you've lost, you need it back. I want to help you this morning. Maybe there's anxiety and worry and it's stealing your faith. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Speak the word of God. I can be great at managing my finances. I am a conqueror. My marriage is going to last. I am going to own my own home. I am going to find a fantastic husband and wife. I am going to be healed. Have faith in God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Will you have faith in God today? Will you put your faith? Will you place your faith? Will you literally just get your life and say, Lord, I am putting it in your hands. My God, maybe you're here today and you haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life. I just want to take this moment. You're right at the beginning of your journey, but you want to place your hope, as the Bible says, your trust in God today. I can't leave this place without talking about faith and allowing an opportunity for you to say, yeah, I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. I want to come to faith in God. The little faith I have, Lord, I would love you to grow it and be a part of my world. If that's you today, I want to pray for you in just a moment. God loves you. He cares so much for you. He wants to be a part of your world. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. I want us to pray this prayer together this morning. At the end of this prayer, if you've prayed it and believe it, I'd love you to pop your hand up at the end of this prayer. I'll give you an opportunity to do that. And I too would love to pray with you. And say, yeah, I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life, or I want to come back to him. I've been away too long. It's time to come home. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me unconditionally. Forgive me for my sins. I want to come back to you today, Lord. I want to receive you into my heart. It's going to be okay with you. You will guide me. You will direct me. And I have a family that will help, called the church. I am going to put my trust in you today. In Jesus' name. Amen.